Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Morning, Nick. Have you thought about what you're going to be cooking for dinner after the red and white game?
Ooh, I actually have. I'm not even going to lie. I got some burgers, some brats, some steak, some other things, mac and cheese. Invited some of the boys over, you know, just have a good time around each other, build some camaraderie. But yeah, I'm already on top of that one.
and just in regards to the red and white game, what's your mentality as you approach the game as a, you know, as a player, as a leader, within the offensive line group?
My main mentality is just to keep my group going. You know, there's a lot of talent in the group, and it's definitely going to show. It's been showing. We're here to play the entire time, and the entire time physically, whether that's running the ball physically, which we all know we could do, and pass protection, which has gotten a lot better, and taking pride in that and being physical and pass protection, and just making sure that the entire offensive line is hyped, and the entire offensive line, you know, hypes the entire team, because as we go, the entire team goes. So it'll be a fun one.
And Nick, over the last little while, we've talked a lot about your leadership abilities and kind of what you've been able to do for the team. You know, as you head into summer break or the off season, whatever you want to call it, coming up next week, you know, what does your role look like? How do you help these players? You know, especially now that coaches won't have a lot of ability to be able to communicate with you guys, what is your role in being able to kind of help with this team?
You know, same as always. I'm gonna go home and decompress for a little bit, because you know that's important. You know, just as long as just same as weightlifting, eating, sleeping. You know, you gotta have the time to rest for your body. So I'm going to go home probably from the 29th until the 9th and relax. But this whole time I'm home, I'm be around my phone and everything. And I'm purposely coming back early. So anyone who's up here who wants to watch film, who wants to work out, who wants to do field work, you know, I'm just available for. I'm not going to have school. I'm not going to have anything to do. So, you know, it'll be a good time to get closer to whoever wants to, you know, get some extra work and make them a little dinner too.
Hey, Nick, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. We were talking to Coach Harding and Coach Witt about this a little bit, but I'd be curious. You've played all over on the offensive line. When they came to you and said, we want to make you our center, was there any hesitancy? What went through your mind? And how's that adjustment from last year to now been for you?
No, there hasn't been any hesitancy in there. I mean, I first came here a long time ago, and my biggest thing was being able to be flexible. And one day at practice, Coach Harding asked me if I could snap, and I told him, yeah, even though I didn't really know how to. And I just went over there, and I was like, okay, just throw the ball backwards. And then, you know, I wound up being good, because the more you do it, the more consistently, you know, just the better you get. So when they needed that change, I mean, I had a flash of center back in, I think, like 18, when Lo Falamaka went down at Washington State. And it, you know, it's just another day. It's been fun, especially over the past couple of months, being able to work at that position. I feel like it's a good fit for me, because I'm a bigger, stronger guy, yet I can move. So it allows me to move with space, and it also allows me to use my power. So I feel like it's a good combination of my play.
Morning, Nick. I was just wondering how you feel about the freshman class. How have they been looking through spring ball? And have you seen a jump from their play from last year to spring ball now?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, there's a lot of freshmen who played last year who are already making a name for themselves, obviously. And there's a lot of freshmen this year who camp has been really pushing for spots. So, I mean, everyone on this team is competing really well. Like Coach Wood says, we don't, you know, we don't restock, we reload. So all the freshmen right now, and all the young guys, and all the transfers, and everyone who's new to the program right now, they're making some big jumps and making the competition very, very tough for the coaches.
Yeah, Nick, obviously as a center, you develop a relationship with that quarterback really well. You know what, you know, you get Charlie Brewer coming in, you obviously had Cam Rising who won the starting job last year, but what is it about, you know, Charlie that basically show, like, there's a lot of people that have talked about how he's so talented, he's able to do different things and he's really experienced. What is it about him that you've seen and just kind of your interactions with him and seeing how he plays?
Being a center, you know, I've been working with all the quarterbacks, from JJ to Charlie and everybody. So, I mean, they all have their little, you know, nicks and what they're good at. But I say, if I'm specifically talking about Charlie, he's just, I feel like he's very relaxed back there. Like, even though it may look hectic in the trenches and the secondary and everything, like, he knows how to move around. He knows where to go. And whatever he does it with confidence. He doesn't hesitate. So I think that's probably the best quality of him.
Nick, can you go into why you almost went pro and why you decided to come back?
Yeah, sure. So basically, I had a good season last year, was named Pac-12 first team, all that stuff, good stuff. You know, the whole agency spiel, everyone trying to talk to you, everyone telling you this, that, and other. Got my recruit, not my recruitment, my grade thing back, said I was third, maybe fourth round with a chance to improve my stock by the combine to maybe a second or third. So, I mean, I'm sitting there like, yeah, it's a pretty good deal. I'm getting a little stipend right now and going to school with stress, or I can, you know, go play some real football and make money. But, you know, just thinking about it overall, the main thing that every agent said, as well as every coach, they said, yeah, I could leave now, but if I come back, I could leave even better, which was a big factor in my decision, as well as what else? That was a big factor in my decision, as well as just knowing how much talent was returning this year and the capability of this team, not to only win a Rose Bowl and Pac-12, but this team reminds me of 2018-19 when, you know, we had everybody and we're able to make that run. I really think we can make that run again. So I just want to go out with another ring. And you know, talking to the coaches and everything, you know, they said they'd be smart and make sure that I was safe. And, you know, it's a whole lot of attributes that made everything click. And I just want to make that choice. And when I made that choice, I sat down, I was thinking in my head, I was like, okay, I got 2 days to regret whatever choice I'm going to make. If I go to the NFL, I could regret not coming back, but I can only do it for 2 days because then it's just going to affect how I perform and all that. And also there's no combine, so that was a big thing. And then the same thing is if I were to come back, I only have 2 days to regret not going to the NFL, not making that money, not being comfortable and all that stuff. And, you know, and I feel like I've really done that. I don't even think I had those 2 days to regret. I made that decision. I knew it was right. Drove back here from California, and it's been a grind, and it's been a good one too.